It's Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning. Have you guys heard of a woman named Atiana Lopez?
I don't think so.
No.
She's a 25-year-old pink-haired fitness model with over 300,000 Instagram fans.
Oh, okay. I probably follow her then.
I have a photo for you, maybe to jog your memory. Do you know her?
No, but she's gorgeous.
I like her pink hair.
Yeah, she looks cute. Yeah, she's like a streamer in this picture.
She rakes in over $11,000 a month thanks to her ultra-hot posts.
Oh, yeah.
But here's the thing a lot of her followers don't know, is that she is 100% artificial intelligence.
No way!
She is totally made up.
Why do I love this? It feels like a big troll.
It's a big troll, and you know, guys probably go nuts. I mean, obviously, 11 grand a month.
But you know what? Atiana's not alone. In fact, there's hundreds, if not thousands, of AI-generated hot bots out there.
Oh, my God. Alexis, why aren't we selling AI foot pics?
You're right.
It's not our own.
Use your real feet anymore.
Well, now they have one place where they can all hang out together.
Where's that? Because
it's the first ever beauty pageant for AI-generated models called Miss AI. So Atiana is in the running there. She's going to be there along with another fan fave, Emily Pellegrini. Here's Emily.
Oh, Emily.
I'm showing. So you guys got all the photos there.
Yeah.
Anyway, Emily is the bodacious brunette who's making an eye-popping $10,000 in the first 6 weeks that she was on Instagram.
Emily is so sexy.
I feel like this is Jose's next relationship.
Oh, yeah. I would date her. I'm giving up on humans. I'm totally into Emily.
But back to the pageant for these AI models.
Yeah.
There's going to be human judges that score them, of course.
Good. Why?
Based on
of course.
Obviously.
Because we know human beauty.
Yeah.
Duh.
We're the best judges.
You draw human, we can judge.
And they're basing it on three core categories. Yeah. Overall beauty, tech, and social following.
Okay.
And the top hot bot will walk away with a $13,000 reward.
Why do I think there's not one female involved in any of this?
Behind the boss or in the room?
Yeah, you're absolutely
it's men creating fake women for other men.
Yeah, because we know female beauty better than anybody.
Yeah.
Anyway, you can see some of the AI contestants on our Insta stories at Brooke and Jeffrey.
Don't look at Emily. That's my girlfriend.
While our listeners check out those hoax hot. We're going to send it over to our own hot bot, Digital Jake.
Wait, Digital Jake, AI Jake?
Digital, because he is AI. Not real at all. Jake,
wait a minute.
I'm just ones and zeros, guys.
Take it away, buddy.
It's a special day, not just for the show, but for the entire country.
Wow.
Because back in 1775, on this very day, American patriot Paul Revere had his famous ride, warning the colonists that the British Army was coming.
And the British are coming!
Wouldn't you know it? That historical moment in history coincides with the birthday of another famous American hero.
Really?
The one, the only, Kourtney Kardashian.
I see.
Three British guys are coming.
The American media personality and socialite rose to fame back in 2007. Some would say she's more famous and influential than Paul Revere. While he was galloping through some podunk town in Virginia, she was also focused on American freedom with her spinoff, Kourtney and Kim Take Miami.
She's got way more motion.
So patriotic.
So today, I'll give you a famous quote, and you have to tell me Kourtney or Paul.
Ooh, I like it.
In a special patriotic Who Said It edition of Valenti of 20.
Oh my God.
I could see a lot of overlap between these two.
This could be harder than you think.
Why do I feel like,
or super easy.
I feel like they both love hats.
I'm just confused. Yeah.
Oh my God.
Probably both did equestrian growing up.
Yeah.
We're going to start with the woman who's got shirtless posters of Paul Revere all over her cubicle.
Hey.
That's Alexis.
He looks so good on a horse.
Alexis, your first quote is, okay, your conversations are too long. Bye. Who said that? Was that Kourtney Kardashian or American revolutionary Paul Revere?
Well, he was in a hurry. He had to go from house to house.
He don't got time for that.
That's true.
I'm going to take a risk and say Kourtney.
Bold. Alexis is saying that was Kourtney Kardashian. That is correct.
Oh, the twist in this game.
Don't believe it.
Such a difficult game. Great work, Alexis. Let's go over to Brooke.
Oh, God. I'm nervous.
Brooke, here's your quote. There's a time for casting silver, a time for casting cannon.
Yes.
If that isn't the red, it should be.
If is that Paul Revere? The red, it should be.
Courtney could say that after like 5 sangrias.
I could see her actually shaking a salad while she said it.
Yeah. You know? Health companies.
Yeah, I'm having a hard time like Alexis, but I'm gonna go Paul Revere.
Brooke said Paul Revere. That is.
Don't be harsh.
That's correct, Brooke.
Wow, I can't believe I did it.
Well, Jose, it's your turn.
Let's go.
Here's your quote, Jose. No matter what you do, you'll never run away from you. Is that Kourtney Kardashian or Paul Revere?
Uh-oh. No. Like, no matter what you do, Kim, you're never going to run away from you.
It does sound like a song lyric that she could be repeating from Blink-182.
Yeah, Travis, what? I said Kourtney!
Jose said Kourtney Kardashian.
Let's
that
go,
is
Jake.
Incorrect. That's good old PR, Paul Revere, Jose. I'm sorry.
He was pretty woke back then. He was pretty cool.
That was pretty cool.
The first person eliminated from Kourtney versus Paul. Let's go to Jeffrey. Jeffrey, your quote, let every man do his duty.
No.
Is that Kourtney Kardashian?
Would Kourtney say that?
It's
or Paul
duty.
Revere?
Was that from season 4, episode 3 at Kim's second bachelorette party with all the male dancers? Let every man do his duty.
That's what we pay for, ladies.
Oh, I do see someone with rip-away pants that is in uniform now.
Kris Jenner shout that?
No.
He might be getting them mixed up. I feel like I have to play it safe here and go with Paul Revere on that one.
Oh,
Jeffrey
no.
said Paul Revere. That is... That's correct.
All right. Is this
three Pauls in a row there. We're back to Alexis.
Three Pauls in a row.
Alexis, let's look on the bright side. Now I have a huge closet, guys. Is that Paul Revere or Kourtney Kardashian?
I mean,
well, colonial closets, to my knowledge, notoriously small.
He needs something to fit all that stuff. But Kourtney, maybe.
Alexis said Kourtney. That is...
Yeah!
That's correct, Alexis. 2 for 2.
Okay, give it to me, Jake.
Brooke, strive for progress, not perfection.
Ooh.
Is that Kourtney Kardashian or Paul Revere?
Yeah. My kids always lecture me, Mom, practice doesn't make perfect. Practice makes progress. And she's got a lot of kids. I'm leaning towards Kourtney, but I'm going to say Paul.
Brooke said Paul Revere. That is correct.
Wow.
Jeffrey, here's your quote. Every person has the power to make a difference.
Mm.
Is that Kourtney Kardashian or Paul Revere?
That one's hard.
I like to think of like, what moments would Kourtney be saying these?
That could be on a Target home decor sign, honestly.
I'm just going to say that it was Kourtney.
Jeff said Kourtney. That is incorrect. That was Paul Revere.
Wow.
All right, ladies, we're down to the final couple quotes.
Here we go. Let's
Next
go.
Person to get one wrong loses.
You
Alexis.
This.
You got smarter since hanging out with me. Is that Kourtney or Paul Revere?
I want it to be Paul. Let's go, Paul Revere.
Alexis said Paul Revere. That is incorrect. That was Kourtney Kardashian. Brooke, that means you've won the first ever Paul versus Kourtney edition of
Valenti of Valenti.
I've always loved me some American history, Jake.
That was great, dude.
I'm going to choose Jose. Going down so quick.
Jose, you're going to be getting shocked, and you're going to be singing Party in the USA by Miley Cyrus.
Oh, Paul Revere didn't sing this.
No.
Okay,
Miley.
So I put my hands up, they're playing my song. Butterflies fly away.
That was the Alexis arrangement.
That was so disrespectful.
You got your phone tap coming up in just a few minutes. Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning.